This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gaddy Epstein, China Affairs Editor, Correspondent for The Economist magazine. We're observing the developing Biden policy towards China, acknowledging we can work together on climate and other international issues, but at the same time, also acknowledging the wolf warrior, the garrisoning of the South China Sea, the crushing of democracy in Hong Kong, the abuse of various peoples, the Tibetans, the Uyghurs, the Christians. All of that is unacceptable. So there is in the first problem that you raise at The Economist. The Biden administration is adamant about human rights. That leads it into, they're not quite absolutist states. I'm not sure I have a synonym for a step back from absolutism. But how do we deal with a state where the manufacturing in Xinjiang, we're certain, is in part by slave labor? How does the Biden administration explain that to the American people at the same time maintaining his human rights emphasis?
Well, I think you're going to see the Biden administration continue to clamp down further on imports from Xinjiang because of the forced labor issue that you're talking about. So I think that's how they're going to deal with it, is they're not going to try and kind of have their cake and eat it too in terms of continuing to import goods from Xinjiang while saying that they care about human rights. Biden, I think, is sincere when he says he cares about these human rights violations. And, of course, the administration has reaffirmed the previous administration's judgment that what's going on in Xinjiang is a genocide, quite controversially so, that they made that declaration. Other governments haven't chimed in with their own, although other national legislatures have. So they're serious about it. And I think what you're going to see is more bans of more imports from Xinjiang. And there's a bill pending in Congress that would force that anyways. And I don't think that you're going to see the administration oppose that bill for sure.
A second problem you raise, The Economist, is soft protectionism. Is this the way forward for America to bring everything home? If I understand correctly, that is in place now because the Biden administration has chosen not to lift the tariffs from the previous administration. Is that correct, Gaddy? And we're going to see more tariffs or more protectionism?
I think that is the case, that the Trump trade sort of architecture is in place and has not been dismantled. The tariffs are still in place. This is not an administration of free traders. This is not the Clinton era. These folks, I think they feel burned by the free trade politics that they believe hurt Hillary Clinton's chances in 2016, despite her declared opposition to the Trans-Pacific Partnership. I think people didn't really, they felt people really didn't buy that. So you're not seeing a rush to undo Trump's protectionism. But I do think they want to fine tune it. But they also don't want to give up tariffs without getting something in return. So I think, you know, as the next year progresses, there'll be talks, but I don't expect any rush to change the trade terms. In terms of further protectionism, I think what you'll see is in security areas like technology, you will see further focus on trying to deny critical technologies or the source of much needed resources for critical technology development in China, just as the Trump administration was doing in certain areas, like, for instance, with Huawei.
Have you seen any remark about the Huawei matter, especially when it comes to the Huawei executive being held in house arrest in Vancouver, Hmong? Is there an indication that they'll proceed with the extradition request?
There is no news on that front. It's quite unclear what's going to happen there. And there's also been generally no news on Huawei more broadly. There hasn't been pullback on their Huawei policy. And it's unclear what they think of the Meng Wanzhou prosecution and whether they think it's, you know, vital to national security. I think that's an open question. And so there is also the concern of for Canada in this situation. They have two citizens who've been held hostage in China for now almost, you know, it's going on 3 years in December. So it's a very delicate diplomatic situation. Perhaps there's some hope that China and Canada will resolve it before the Winter Olympics in Beijing next year, which, of course, Canada would would usually be an extremely active participant in the Winter Games.
Final problem. Our allies are unhappy. When are they not, Caddy? Our allies are unhappy. That's a condition that dates at least to 1945, perhaps 1914. However, the German allies are unhappy, and they're in an election cycle. The French allies are unhappy. The Europeans in general are unhappy. The Biden administration is keen on good relations. Is it working on the fact that we're going to oppose China while the Europeans are welcoming them for Chamber of Commerce visits?
Right. There's definitely discomfort, especially with some major European countries, France, Germany, the UK, with America's sort of kind of strident confrontational stance. But America's working on it. They've done some things to sort of get rid of irritants in relationships in Europe. They resolved a 17-year dispute over Airbus
right.
subsidies.
Right.
They've also decided not to sanction the company involved in the making of the Nord Stream 2 pipeline that Germany wants.
Well, would you say, we just have 30 seconds, Caddy, would you say then that they're working hard on the European allies in this solving of the China problem?
They absolutely are, and you can point to Monday's announcement as evidence, because they got this announcement on hacking, and the statement from NATO in particular was notable and very, very strong.
Caddy Epstein, China Affairs for The Economist magazine on the developing Biden administration policy towards the rival. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.